it's an incredible machine. You know, when it's finally set up and running, it'll allow the doctors here to have immediate live broadcast to paediatric specialists in Sydney, be it at Westmead or Children's or whatever, and it sends all their vital signs via the internet. The internet.
Oh, okay.
And pictures. So it's all done. They actually talk to one another through the screens, and they can diagnose and assist in the diagnosis of children's problems. Fantastic thing. Just brings the city facilities and the specialist facilities to the town, which is what we need.
Yeah, well, and we need those health services in, you know, regional areas. It's just...
Imagine if we were getting more money from the royalties that are paid to the state government, though. How we could really make the hospital here and the town and everything a much better place, and the standard of living for our people to be vastly improved to what they are.
I know that there's still...
You know, that royalty goes down to Sydney, and, I know we aren't getting it.
Yeah.
Well, we are. We're not seeing the result of all this, you know, millions and... 190 to 100 million tonnes of coal a year going out of the area, 90 cents for a dollar a tonne or something they're getting, and we're getting a pittance, you know, maybe five cents if we're lucky.
I know, and they really need to relocate that emergency department. It's ridiculous. It's on the first floor.
No doubt about you. You've switched on. Exactly. That's one of the pet things I've got. You've got all these, again, got all these mines in the area, and I know they all subscribe to the Westpac and all that sort of thing, but the primary place of care in the first instance, the first response, is Muswellbrook Hospital.
Mm.
And they've got an emergency ward system there that... I reckon you'd find a better one in Zimbabwe.
Really?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, the standard that's here, with all the men that are employed in this area and the potential for accidents to happen both in the service industry and the mining industry, we have not got a system that makes it work.
Mm.
That can guarantee that somebody will survive that first 2 or 3 hours, which is critical. It's a bit like, you know, experience in war zones tells you that. You've got to get people to get them fixed.
Yeah, no.
Steady them up and stabilise them before they can go and get the specialist treatment. We need it. Can you do something about it? Can you take up that cudgel?
I think that
the cudgel.
Well, I think our state member, you know, he knows about it. So it was an election promise, I understand, to relocate the emergency department. So we're waiting to see. Yeah, that's a whole other topic, I think, though.
I withdraw from any further comment.
But also, is there anything else you wanted to add about the Variety Bash? Just that it's
on? No, nothing at all. But you'll see the guys going around looking for sponsorship, obtaining sponsorship. Please support them. All those fellas that I mentioned, there's a team of them. Some of them have been going for years. Gary Meyer's been there 20-odd years. He's done 20-odd trips or something. He's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are a number of cars that need your support, the town's support. And bear in mind, they do get good support.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Kathy, lovely to be here and welcome.
Thank you. I'll be doing this for the next few weeks until they finally try and replace Max, who sadly left us for Tasmania. He was such a great guy.
He'll have a problem finding his way there. The lights are out down there. You
know. Well, I'll have to take your word for that. I've been there. Well, you're listening to the John Flood Real Estate Show. All thanks to John Flood Estate Agents, 981 2NM. It is the heart of the Hunter.